Steve Boyle solo tonight. Brian Haynes, excused absence from the broadcast today as we look to the gym to fill in a little bit more here as we get closer and closer to start time at Okemos High School. Jackson Vikings and the Mason Bulldogs are girls' basketball coverage beginning tonight. And all week long, it should be 5 days of basketball for us here on WKHM each night with both the girls' and boys' tournaments running simultaneously with girls' district Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and regionals Tuesday, Thursday. So looking forward to this busy week, but a fun week as we get energized here with an early game. And a good matchup, at least on paper. Looks like it should be a good matchup between two teams. Coming in my estimation, somewhat evenly matched. And now looking at them on the floor as well, not a big physical advantage size-wise for either team. So they match up well defensively, offensively out there too. Starting lineup here for the Mason Bulldogs. We have the senior, Josie Lator, number 15. And then all juniors in the starting lineup. Liza Ruster, number 4. We have Ruby Petty. Or excuse me, it's not all juniors because I forget Ruby Petty is a sophomore. And then Lydia Shattuck, a junior, and Michaela Shaver, junior. The starters for the Bulldogs. Shaver was the first one out of the locker room today for either team and spent quite a bit of time out here on the court by herself and then with a coach just working on some shooting and stuff. So she's been active and warming up the longest. She was here first. Meanwhile, for the Vikings. And we got a senior-laden lineup for Jackson with Maya Clay, number 0. Number 1, Jayla Estelle. Number 3, Kylie Harrell. And then number 22, Kalayla Haynes. And Janiyah Graham, the lone junior in the starting lineup. So four seniors and a junior for the Vikings in the starting lineup for our game tonight. Our pregame here brought to you by Kelly Express Marts. Visit them in all their many locations. Of course, gasoline. I have my Kelly Express Rewards card that I use and recently took a full $21 off a tank of gas fill up. So the points can add up. And you can save big money over there at your Kelly Express Marts throughout Jackson area. And again, try the galley out in Napoleon or the new location on Robinson Road and Michigan Ave where they've got some fantastic food. Order a pizza. A lot of locations around the Jackson area. Thanks to Kelly Express Mart for getting on board to sponsor high school basketball on the radio, along with some of our other sponsors, including Aero Quip Credit Union, Time Coffee, Soft Water, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, The Brokerage House, Jennifer Scanlon, Jackson Public Schools, supporting their Vikings tonight on the radio. And we had a great boys district final with Northwest in Jackson. So the boys have won a district championship. Can the girls do the same? Well, they're going to have that chance here for us tonight. And also thank you to Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our free throw line sponsor tonight. So anytime there's a free throw attempted in the game, it's brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Add-ons, Josh's Dumpsters, Northwest Community Schools. Shout out to Jeff Bontrager. Northwest will be here at Okemos Wednesday. Same district as Jackson again. That's how the boys worked out. Girls will be here in the same district too, and that could be the matchup, Jackson and Northwest, I believe. Or no, I'm sorry, the winner plays Holt. Jackson will be here with a different opponent, or Northwest rather, with a different opponent. But good to see the two schools, two biggest schools in Jackson, getting to go to the same location and maybe even starting up kind of a little rivalry with one another. And we are getting closer to game time as the crowd continues to fill in. We'll get the anthem here in the building and get you to the start very soon. But again, if you're just joining us, it is Mason and Jackson High tonight. Vikings 11-10 on the year, 5-7 in the league. And they're coming in off of a loss at home versus Tecumseh, but 1-5 of their last seven, so on a little bit of a roll. And definitely an improved record this year over last year where they were 4-15. And Mason coming in on having lost 4 or 5, including their last two. So this is a battle of two teams that, like I said, I think they look pretty evenly matched. It's going to be, you know, who executes. Coaching's going to come into play in preparation. And we'll get this thing started here very soon. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break on the pregame. When we come back, we will get things tipped off. The Jackson Vikings, the Mason Bulldogs, Division I MHSAA District Basketball here at Okemos High School. And we'll be back in 3 minutes on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability. Reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Eight minutes on the clock here. We're getting these starting lineups introduced out on the floor. Again, we're looking at Liza Ruster, Josie Later, Ruby Petit is the pronunciation I heard from the announcer here, Lydia Shattuck, and Michaela Shaver. Meanwhile, for the Vikings, Maya Clay, Jayla Estelle, Patty Harrell, Janiah Graham, and Kalila Haynes out on the floor. So we'll see what happens here. Coach giving some last instructions for the Vikings. A little huddle here. Coach free for Mason. Both teams seem pretty loose and ready to go here. You know, sometimes you come out and you see these games and the players look a little bit, I don't know if it's nervous or just stayed a little stoic. Both teams smiling and energetic and ready to go. Get into the jump circle here, and it'll be Clay for the Vikings and Lador for the Bulldogs. I'm waiting for last discussion here in the backcourt. Our official coming in to toss it up for the jump ball. quiet here in the Okemos Gymnasium. I hope that'll turn a little bit, and later it gets the tap back to the guard, and they get right into the offense. Later attacks, gives to Shaver. Shaver hands off. Again, a little weave on the perimeter here for Shattuck. Now back out to the top, resetting the spacing as Zabruster goes left wing. Lador now nearly stolen away by the Vikings. Dribble moved down to the baseline and cutting across. It'll be a turnover for the Bulldogs. That was Shattuck, the intended pass receiver on the play. Goes out of bounds. Vikings ball. Graham brings over the timeline now. Graham moved to the basket. Double team comes. Backs it back out to Harrell. Harrell with a jab step and a dribble move and call for traveling. The old high school takeoff travel. We see it at least once a game, sometimes many more. Mason Limbaugh from the sideline, directly in front of our sideline table here for WKHM. Ruby Petit gets it inbounds to Ruster over the Okemos logo there at the middle of the court, moving over to the right wing against what seems like a zone. They get to Shaver, jab step and drives, get in the lane, and goes down hard, tripped. There wasn't a lot of contact, but like a sack of potatoes to the floor there. 7:06 to play first quarter. We're still scoreless, but we'll send our first player to the Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line here. It's Michaela Shaver with a chance to get Mason on the board. And that one will move around the rim one time before coming off. 0-for-1. Shaver's second attempt is nothing but net, and we're on the board 1-0. Bulldogs, Vikings over the timeline now is Harrell. Loses the dribble for a moment, hands off to Graham. Graham pressured out on the perimeter, makes a move into the elbow, pull-up jumper is deflected. Loose ball grabbed by the Vikings. Keep it out there in the floor. Knock away. And last touch, Vikings. And that was Clay, who couldn't squeeze it over there on the sideline. They'll give it back to the Bulldogs. 1-0 lead for Mason. Vikings trap Shaver out on the wing. She gives it up. Petit with a dribble move over the right wing, and a triple goes up short. Offensive rebound pulled away by the Bulldogs as Ruster out to Shaver. Finds a cutter into the basket, skips it back out to the wing for a three. That one's up high, airballed. Grabbed by the Vikings. Now a little fast break action. Quickly up the floor for Jackson is Harrell. Picks up the dribble at the elbow. Loses her footing. They pass it back to her. She falls to the floor. She's able to get it away to another player. And knocked away on the sideline for the Bulldogs. Good effort there from her backside. Kylie Harrell on the floor. The pass came back to her. She was able to make the catch and the pass without traveling from the floor. Now she'll inbound from the sideline. And gets it into Graham. Graham off the dribble. It's all the way down to the block. Spins around. Pass over to the free throw line for an open jumper for Clay. It's in and out. And the rebound knocked out of bounds. And that'll stay here with the Vikings. Estelle to inbound now. Looking for a passer. She gets it into the backcourt. Harrell working up there. Takes it off the dribble into the free throw line. Now all the way down the lane. Shot attempt. Goes awry. Looks like she just couldn't gather it. Turnover for the Vikings, or a missed shot. Either way, it's Mason Ball leading 1-0. Defensive battle so far. There's a pass out of the block. Show and go move, and a running one-hander from Shattuck is a make. 3-0 Mason, and that's our first field goal of the game. Lydia Shattuck with a nice left-handed finish on the runner. There's Graham crossing over. It's going to go out of bounds, I think, off the defender's foot. So Jackson will keep it. Nobody chased after there. Just goes out of bounds in front of the score table, and that's where they'll inbound. Graham from the sideline. She'll float that into Harrell, and Harrell to dribble over the timeline. Pressured right at the half-court line. Moves to the middle to set the offense. Goes right side for Estelle deep on the wing. Clay trying to post up. Now Graham comes back out to get it at the top. Dribbles to the right side. Spin move in the lane. It's a shot up, missed off the backboard. Gets her own rebound. And Graham in double coverage, passes out to Clay. And Mason gets in with a steal on a breakaway. Layup attempt, got it. That's a bucket for Ruster. And Mason leads at 5-0. Jackson offense struggling to get into any kind of a rhythm here in the half court. 4:41 to play in the first. Harrell crosses into the elbow, backs up to Graham, catch and shoot a three, long. Rebounded Petit. Mason up the sideline now. Petit looking for a runner. Fast breakout ahead of everyone was later, but the pass goes a little deep and she can't catch. Turn it back over to the Vikings. 5-0 lead though for Mason still as they set up their defense, and they're meeting the Jackson ball handlers in the backcourt, so struggling to get into that half-court set. Harrell now makes a move. Double team there to help. Backs it up to Clay on the right wing. Clay makes a move to the baseline. Loses the dribble for a moment. Squeezes it. Now gets a cut down the lane. It's Harrell, and she gets her shot up. Misses, but we do get a whistle. And that's going to go against Shaver. And that'll send Harrell to the free throw line for the Vikings. Trailing 5-0 here, 4:03 to play in the first quarter. Free throw lines all free throw shots tonight, sponsored by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Harrell's first attempt goes. Jackson's on the board. Harrell takes a deep breath, ready to take another free throw attempt.
Box out, Blue.
And bends the knees, gets the shot up and goes. Good trip to the line for Harrell. Vikings on the board, and now a turnover with a little full court pressure. Harrell's shot misses, rebounded by Mason, and Harrell back in there to knock it away. So Jackson getting aggressive defensively, and they will set up a full court press here. 5-2 score. Mason leads 3:57 to play first quarter. Petit throws it into Shaver at half court. That'll break the press, but they're going to come trap, and it's knocked away. It's loose. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch Vikings, so Mason will keep it, but the pressure defense paying off right away for the Vikings. Near steal there. Petit inbounds from the sideline in the backcourt. Ruster stolen away. Harrell on the breakaway. One-on-one goes in. Gets it off the window and scores it. Two more for Harrell. She's got them all for the Vikings. They cut the lead down to one and set up full court press again. Trap at the timeline, ripped away by Harrell, and now she's going to fast break again. One person to stop her. Can't do it. Ruster can't stop her in a 6-0 Viking run. They lead it now, 6-5. Kaylee Harrell with all six. Again, a timeout. It's a full. We'll take 60 seconds. 3:29 to play. 6-5 Vikings on WKHM.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle in the first quarter here out of the timeout, 3:22 to play. Mason, we'll see what they draw up. Go to the high post and move to the basket. Subbing in the game and going right to the hoop on her first chance for Mason was Audrey Tustavin. She'll go to the free throw line, the Espen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. So 6-5 lead for the Vikings at risk here with 3:16 to go in the first. and missed on the first one. Tosavin came in to replace. I thought it was Petit, but I guess we got a different substitution. I'll see if I can find out who it is. We get another sub coming up. She hits one out of two, and we're tied at six now. And we get another substitution. Zoe Wendt will come into the game. There's a little height now for Mason on the floor with Wendt. Jackson ball tied to six. And it's Graham to bring over the timeline. My favorite shoes on the floor because they match her Vikings uniform. She turns it over. Petit out on the run. Had two people to beat. And knocked away out of bounds. Last touch on the Vikings. Chasing down the play was Estelle to get a hand in and knock it away and stop a layup. But Mason Limbaugh here from the baseline. 3:03 to go. First quarter tied at six. Petit, the trigger man for Mason, inbound into the corner, open look for three, short. Missed there by Lator, but rebounded in a putback. And that was Ruster with a bucket. That's her second. And a lead, 8-6 now for Mason. Harrell to bring it over the timeline for the Vikings. Sets up, moves over to the left side, skip pass into the corner for Estelle. Looks at the three, doesn't take, now drops it down to the block. In traffic as the help defense comes down. We get a travel call, which either way, it was stolen away. Got it down to Kalayla Haynes, and she was smothered down there. Mason gets it back, leading 8-6, 2.5 to play. We're in the first quarter still here. Game one of the district tournament here at Okemos. Vikings and Bulldogs. Mason out to a 5-0 lead. 6-0 run for Jackson. Now a run for Mason to take the lead back. 2:16 to play, and they'll turn it over. Just a little move to the baseline and lost it out of bounds. That'll be Ruster who gives it back to the Vikings, and we'll get a substitution. And that'll be Teresia Treadway, sophomore, on the floor now for the Vikings. Harrell brings it up for Jackson. 2:10 to play, first quarter. Harrell right moves to the middle at the top. Hesitation dribble, now down the lane into the corner. Graham catches and fires quick. Halfway down, it comes out. Went, can't squeeze the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and they'll say it's off of Mason. Quick catch and shoot there in the corner for Graham. A missed three, but it was halfway down and rattled out. Estelle to inbound from the baseline for the Vikings. She'll float it deep. Harrell able to grab it away from a Mason Bulldog. Now pulls up for three. That goes off front rim. Treadway keeps it alive for a minute. Went, squeezes. Near steal there by Graham. Ruster looking up the floor. She's got a runner. Tostevin. And offensive foul against the Bulldogs. Stepping up to take the charge there was Harrell. So we stay at 8-6, and the Vikings get the stop and get the ball back with a minute 47 to go. First quarter here at Okemos High School. Harrell casually up the floor, then puts it on aggressive. Right side for Graham on the wing. About two steps behind the arc, moves to the middle. In the free throw line area, double team comes every time they get in there. That's stripped away. Later, it's going to run the break for Mason. Loses the dribble for a moment, backs it out, and that ricochets off of a player's hands into the backcourt. Tostevin able to go and recover it for Mason. They'll keep possession. Off the dribble move, Ruster gets into the paint, loses it. Harrell steals for the Vikings, move it the other way. Harrell dribbling it up. She's looking for a fast break, no one there to go with. She just beats him down the lane. Quick first step there. Harrell takes off but missed the layup. Rebound the other way. And that was Petit looking down the floor, and they look for a cutter down on the paint. It was later knocked away from her and out of bounds. Mason will keep, though. Still leading 8-6. We're under a minute to play in the first. Petit to inbound. Goes in deep to later. She's going to make a move to the basket. Riddle running one-hander got bumped, so it turned into a one-handed fade shot. See if they call it on the shot. That might be a couple free throws coming for the senior for the Bulldogs. I don't think call it on the floor, so that'll be an inbound from Petit on the baseline again. Mason keeping it on their end of the floor, 8-6 lead. Petit had a cutter open. She goes deep to later instead. It goes off the dribble, gets into the lane, forces up a shot, missed, went, rebounds. Pushed under the basket, get it out to Tustin, and she pump fakes, now drives, and she'll get knocked to the floor and get free throws for her effort there. 45.3 seconds left, 8-6, and that's going to be a foul against the Vikings. And that's going to go against Clay. Toastavin at the Espen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. She split a pair in her first trip. And gets that one. It rattles, but it goes. Makes it 9-6 Mason. Jackson's only real offensive burst. They had a 6-0 run. They've been stuck at that number since. Toastavin hits a pair. Substitution for the Bulldogs will get Morgan Rogers into the game. Another sophomore here for the Bulldogs. Three sophomores on the floor right now for Mason by my count. There's Harrell getting a step on Ruster. It gets into the lane. Missed. Offensive rebound and a shot attempt there by Teresia Treadway. And she missed her putback but does draw a whistle, and that'll send her Treadway to the Espen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line as her Vikings trail 10-6. 34 seconds to play first quarter. Treadway leans, gets that shot up. Halfway down, but it rattles out. That's one of those pinballs. It gets in and bounces on both sides of the rim and pops back up. Second chance coming, though. And that one goes off side rim, rebounded by Later. They're going to pressure her in the backcourt. Double teamed. She goes backwards to Ruster. Now she's going to throw it up the floor. Toast of it. Now they got numbers down to Petit under the basket. She struggles to make the catch. It gets caught for a travel. Bobble in the catch, and she took a couple steps, and they'll give it back to Jackson. It's important, Jackson, to get a bucket here and there where they can set up that full court press where they've been able to create turnovers and maybe get even easier shots for themselves. Harrell, they've struggled to get points out of the half court. Clay on the wing right now for Jackson. Ball over her head, looking for a cutter. Puts it on the deck instead. There was the cutter, but she couldn't get to her. And good hands on the sideline. Tolstoy knocks it away into the Mason bench. And Jackson will have to pass in again. 7.2 seconds left, first quarter. Clay inbounds to Harrell. Takes the deep three. Too strong. Rebounded Petit. Loses it for a moment. Mason won't get a shot up, and the buzzer will sound. But a 10-6 lead for the Bulldogs after one. Let's take 60 seconds. We'll do the second quarter when we come back on WKHM. Online at WKHM.com.
Dave Ramsey here. You know I teach that the only way to have peace of mind when life happens is to be prepared for emergencies. When it comes to car emergencies, I'm a huge fan of the body shop team at Jim Winter Auto Group. They understand how important peace of mind is to my listeners. With genuine GM parts and a lifetime workmanship warranty, these guys stand behind every job as long as you own your car. They can fix anything, from the minor stuff like dings, dents, and scratches to major wrecks on any brand of vehicle. Jim Winter Auto Group is conveniently located in Jackson near the airport. They offer a free shuttle service, a fleet of late model rental cars, and handle all the issues with your insurance company. Folks, there is a difference in dealerships. That difference is the people and service at Jim Winter Auto Group. Call 517-787-5100 or visit jimwinterautobody.com to schedule an estimate.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle here live at Okemos High School. Jackson and Mason, girls hoops, and Jackson stuck on six. All 6 points coming from Kylie Harrell. And a lot of those fast break points, Jackson will get a chance to start the second quarter with the basketball. Another substitution in for the Vikings is Shania Moheed. Harrell over the timeline. Crosses, gets into the lane, gets a step, left hand, too strong, rebounded. Toastavin up the floor, and Moheed's going to make that steal and gets it away to Clay. So the Jackson Vikings create a turnover transition. Clay makes a hesitation move down the lane, passing across to Harrell, who was open, but we're going to get a foul call against Mason. That's going to go number 11, Morgan Rogers. Vikings will inbound from the baseline. Estelle looking for somebody to throw to, and she's going to have to pass it deep to Harrell at midcourt. Out to guard her, Ruster. Harrell. Patient movement left side now. Fires a pass into the corner for Estelle. Her three-point goes a little short and rebounded by Mason. Jackson will stay in the backcourt to pressure. Ruster will get it over the timeline. There's later. They swing it around right side. Petit still deep on the wing. Now back near midcourt. For Ruster. Back to the right wing. Petit. Jackson playing some zone here. Almost daring Mason to shoot over him. There's an interior pass that was knocked away briefly, and Clay couldn't squeeze it, but it does go off a Bulldog player, and Jackson will keep possession, or take possession back, rather. Back into the game now for Mason. Lydia Shattuck, she had 2 points in that opening quarter. 10-6 still with a seven minutes to play till the halftime break. And looks like we can get a little timeout here. 30 seconds. Let's take 30 seconds from the broadcast. 10-6, Jackson Trails on WKHM.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, 2 John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Jackson ball out of the timeout, under 7 to play, 10-6 they trail. Harrell gets a screen, Clay pops, not too deep to shoot, but puts it on the deck. Looking to feed Harrell back, coming across the top. She moves over to the wing, skips in the corner. At least Estelle catches and shoots the three, leaves it short. Rebounded, though. Moheed out to Estelle, fires again and short. Rebounded this time, Mason, and able to clear it out. Shattuck, the floor to Ruster. She's going to get over the timeline. Looks to drive in, backs it out. Pump fake later. She drives into contact and a little pile up. Whistle comes, but I'm not sure what we're going to get. I think we'll get a blocking foul. And that's going to go against. Oh, they got it on Treadway. 6:19 to play and inbound from the baseline. Mason in the corner. And that's fired up by Ruster. Missed, but a rebound. Petit gives back to Ruster down to the block. And knocked away there. Moheed comes up with the loose ball. Estelle up the floor. Midcourt now left side for Clay. Clay shows, drives, bounced off a foot, still loose, picked up by Estelle. She makes a baseline move into the paint, and we'll get a whistle, and it's going to go against Mason on the drive. It's still on the floor. Graham's going to come back in after a little breather. Get Morgan Rogers with that foul call for Mason. That's her second. Under six to play in the half, 10-6. Been stalled at this number for a while. Shaver's going to get back into the game now for Mason. Extended break. She got an early foul, but she's back on the floor. Estelle inbound from the baseline for the Vikings. Into Harrell. Pump fakes. Goes away from a screen down the baseline. Nice feed into the lane, and Treadway just couldn't get it to fall. Good pass, though, by Harrell. 10-6. Vikings trail. Mason back the other way. Petit on the wing. Skips left side later. She drives. Gets a step. Open layup. Driving lane. And she just left it a little short. Rebounded by the Vikings. Clay. Now dribbles into the middle of the floor for the Vikings. Into the corner. Estelle giving go for Clay. Into a double team. Skips it across into the corner. Pump fake Harrell. Now she'll take the three. And hits. Harrell with a three. Big bucket for the Vikings. Closes the lead to just one for Mason. Now quickly the other way. Ruster splits the D and gets a layup. Jackson didn't D up after the bucket, so the lead goes back out to three. 12-9. Harrell has her pass tipped away. Clay able to recover it for the Vikings. Now she dribbles across the top, crosses the other way to the right wing. Now beyond a runner, out the window goes. The first bucket for somebody not named Harrell for the Vikings. Clay, if she can get those to fall, could be a tough day to stop her. 11-12, Jackson trails just by one. Ruster at the top now to the high post for Shaver. Hesitation, move to the basket in the layup, and all of a sudden, camp off of the defense here, lighting it up. Michaela Shaver with her first bucket, third point of the game. Hit a free throw early, and we'll get a timeout from the Vikings. 14-11, Mason leads, 4:20 to play. Full timeout from the sideline. We'll take 60 seconds from the broadcast. Jackson trails when we come back on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
4:20 to play here, first half. Jackson trails 14-11 out of the timeout here. See what Coach Anderson has in store for the Vikings. Harrell brings it over the timeline. That's nothing new. Graham makes a cut to the middle of the floor now to the top. Harrell going one-on-one, gets into the paint. Tries to split the D, has it blocked away. Passes out, and a quick jumper goes up. That's missed. Back the other way, fast break later. Got ahead of everyone. And takes it all the way to the rack. Josie Lader's first bucket of the game, and it's a 16-11 lead. Back the other way, Graham has her shot blocked by Lader. Ruster gets the loose ball on the fast break later. Give and go there. And now a blocking call. So they had Harrell trying to step up and take a charge, but it gets the blocking call. 16-11, that's just the second team foul on the Vikings in this quarter. Three fouls, though, for Harrell. Coach Anderson, tough decision. We still got 3:41 to play in this half, and you got Harrell, your primary ball handler and leading scorer in this one, picking up her third foul. Later hits from the free throw line for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. And Petit will get a breather. Fresh into the game now for Mason is Morgan Clark. Later hits that second free throw as well. 18-11, biggest lead of the game for the Bulldogs. Jackson Harrell crossing the timeline. Crossover move into the elbow, backs it out. Graham catches, fires for three. That's going to go short. And Shaver on the rebound, and we'll get a foul call. And that was against Mason. Oh, just out of bounds. Get us Jayla Estelle to inbound. Going deep. Graham catches. Dribble move. Pass it back out to Harrell. She has to race after it to get it before Mason does. Graham gets it back at the top, spins. Pivot move over to Estelle. She will shoot that three. In this case, though, she skip passes. And we'll get a three-pointer off the dribble by Keisha McMiller. Kelly missed. Now a steal. Harrell throwing it ahead to Graham, making her chase after that one. So they don't get the fast break bucket, but a pull-up from the baseline from Graham, no good. Loose ball pulled away later. Back the other way for Mason. Still leading 18-11. And she drops it down to Shaver. Good transition ball for Mason. Another bucket for Shaver. And a 20-11 lead now for Mason with 2:43 to go. Here in the first half. Harrell gets a step there, gets in, and her scoop won't fall. Rebounded by Mason. They had three defenders down there. And now quickly the other way. Later with a sidestep of the defender, almost a Euro step, and a layup in. A little scoring outburst here by Mason. They've doubled up the Vikings now, 22-11. Harrell off the dribble, pull up three, no good. Shaver rebounds. Mason going the other way. It's Ruster up the sideline, now down to baseline, and tough catch. They'll call it out off of Mason. That was Shattuck. And that'll be Jackson Ball. Petit coming back into the game to give Ruster a breather for Mason. And we'll get a breather for Estelle as well. Moheed back onto the floor. Harrell will inbound Graham to take the inbound. I said earlier, I like Graham's shoes. A lot of multicolored shoes out here, everyone. But Graham's matches the Vikings' orange and black. They're in their white uniforms here at Okemos. The Bulldogs in the navy blue with red trim. Harrell's got it on the wing deep. Clearing it out. Petit out to pressure. Harrell gets a step and we'll get a foul. Harrell made the left-handed layup, but we'll get a foul on the floor from Petit. So the minute 50 to play here in the first half, 22-11. Vikings trail, they'll inbound from the baseline. It's two fouls on Petit. Graham's going to get a breather. Inbound goes to Harrell. She steps back behind the arc. A step move, now gets a step baseline, gets in. That was a nice slide move to get past the D. She missed the shot, rebounded by the Bulldogs. Petit, high speed up the sideline, and she loses it out of bounds. 97 seconds left, 22-11. Jackson will get it back. Moeed inbounds, backcourt for Harrell. Throws it up to Treadway on the wing. She makes a move to the basket, gives it up, and we'll get a shot up there for the Vikings as a miss. McMiller-Kelly. Mason the other way. They've been good in transition. There's a shot going up for Petit. It's a miss, but we'll squeeze an offensive rebound. Now we'll get a tie-up. Jump ball arrow will stay with Mason. Missed shot, but a rebound by Shelby Kremko. Inbound from base on here. Shattuck throws it into later. Deep triple. And that's going to miss everything short and out of bounds. 1:10 to play. And it's 22-11 Mason Jackson Ball after the miss there. Stay tuned at the half. I'll get you some updates for some other scores from around Jackson. Doubleheader out there at Napoleon today. We've already got one team moving on to the semifinals. Another game going on right now. 95-9 the Power Cow. Here we have 60 seconds to the halftime break, and it's 22-11 Mason. Harrell, step back, three. Shot up, side rim, no good. Couple Vikings had a chance at the rebound, but it ends up being pulled out of there by the senior for Mason. Later, dribbling in traffic, fires a pass over the wing. Petit almost lost her footing and made the pass get away a little off balance. And they'll turn it back over to the Vikings on the baseline. 22-11. Jackson Ball again.
Get big, Blue.
Harrell casually up. She gets a little more aggressive. Crosses back to the right. Now goes left. Step down the lane. Gets in deep. Tries to get the shot up, and she's going to get bumped, and this time might have earned her a trip to the free throw line. And that is what will happen. So a couple of free throws coming for Harrell for the Vikings. Leading scorer for Jackson. The Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Bends down, shots up and hits. Get to 22-12, cuts the lead to 10. She can make a single digits again with another successful free throw.
Back out, Blue.
And she does. It's a 9-point deficit for the Vikings. 26.5 seconds left, and we'll get Ruster back into the game for Mason for this final 26 and a half of the half. Jackson setting up that full court pressure. They've been able to get turnovers out of that trap, and it's a near turnover. Petit has it on the wing. They got it down to the big Kremkow, and then she passed it back out, nearly stolen. Now Mason seems to have their bearings and a drive by it later. She falls down, missed the shot, rebounded by the Vikings. 3-on-2, and flung up by Harrell a little early, but it was an open look, and she almost got it to go, but we'll finish this half. 22-13, a 9-point deficit for the Vikings. And let's go ahead and take 3 minutes. We'll come back and get our halftime analysis and get you the numbers. Again, the Vikings trail after one half here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away. Call 1 Hour.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Stacy Young with the Brokerage House, and I would love to help you turn your 2026 real estate goals into reality. Whether you're thinking about buying your first home, selling, or planning your next move, let's sit down and determine the best plan to make your dreams become a reality. Call Stacy Young at the Brokerage House at 517-788-8733, and let's make your next move your best move in 2026.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle at the half here, Jackson and Mason the matchup, and Mason a couple runs, especially there in the second quarter to stretch out the lead to double digits. Jackson able to get a couple free throws late in the half to cut the lead to 9. And Jackson getting most of their offense from Kylie Harrell with 11 points in the first half. Two other points added by Maya Clay, and that'll give you the Jackson's 13. Meanwhile, for Mason, more across-the-board scoring effort as we got 2 points from Lydia Shattuck, 3 points for Audrey Telstevin, 5 points from Michaela Shaver, and then 6 points apiece for Liza Ruster and Josie Later to give you their 22-point total. I mentioned we get some other scores for you. It's a final over at Napoleon. Springport defeated Napoleon 26-18. Defensive struggle from the start there. Springport moves on to face Lumen Christi on Wednesday. Lumen Christi, number one ranked team in MHSAA in Division III. Actually, I think they moved down to two. McBain passed them in the ratings. But still expect to be a tough matchup for Springport or anybody who has to step up against those Titans. And meanwhile, it was a 14-0 lead Hanover Horton over East Jackson to start that game. Winner of that one moves on to face Grass Lake. So no easy matchups in the second round of that tournament over at Napoleon. And if you're just joining us, again, it's 22-13. The winner of tonight's game moves on to face Holt. It's a 5:30 game on Wednesday here at Okemos, and Northwest on the other side of that bracket as well. 16-5 and 11-1 Holt, or 16-5 overall, 11-1 in their league. And so that's going to be a tough matchup for whoever wins this game. Far from over, Jackson did go on a 6-0 run at one point and then had another little run later on. So both of their, most of their points came in kind of run fashion. So if they were able to get another one of those 6-0 runs out of their full court pressure, certainly have a chance to tighten this one back up. Again, our game coverage brought to you by a number of fine sponsors, including East Jackson Community Schools, Industrial Steel Treating, Josh's Dumpsters, Tom Coffee Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Casey Sykes, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, County National Bank, American Title Company. Again, we're at the half here, 22-13. Let's go ahead and take another three-minute break. And when we come back, we'll get things ready to start the second half. Jackson 13, Mason 22 here on WKHM and streaming online around the world at WKHM.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we are all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you. Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Looking for the right start for your child's education? At East Jackson Elementary, we're more than a school. We're a team. Small class sizes, caring teachers, and hands-on learning help every student shine. From early reading and interventions to STEAM, PE, and music, your child's future starts here. Enroll today and discover what opportunities await. East Jackson Elementary. Visit eastjacksonschools.org or call us at 517-764-1810 to learn more. East Jackson. Look East.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
We
Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. As a Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Seconds countdown, and we'll get the second half started here. We did get an update from over at Napoleon. Hanover Horton with a 27-7 lead over East Jackson at halftime there. We're at the half here and almost over halftime break and get ready to start the third quarter, 22-13 against Steve Boyle alone tonight. I'll let the professor tell us why he had to miss the game tonight. He should be back in action with us tomorrow. Michigan Center and Lansing Sexton here on the radio, about a 6:45 broadcast like tonight, and we'll get you that game coverage tomorrow from Fowlerville, Division II Regional Semifinal. And we get the teams back to the floor. Neither team was out shooting around very much. Lots to discuss in the halftime locker room. And it looks like we got our starting lineups on the floor for both teams. Oh, no, there is a substitution. Moeed in for the Vikings. Graham not out there on the floor right now. So knock away and a turnover for Jackson. Mason on the fast break. Dropped off to Shaver. She pump fakes, now slides in. One-handed runner off the window, and right away Mason on the board again in the second half and leading it 24-13. Handling the ball a little bit here was Estelle, and she hands off now to Harrell, who had, again, 11 first-half points for the Vikings. Crosses. Gets into the free-throw line area. Puts up the left-handed runner. No good. And now batted away on the rebound attempt. Goes out of bounds off Mason. Jackson keeps it. Estelle inbounds from the baseline here. Looking for somebody down low. Instead has to pass out to Harrell deep on the wing. Calling for a screen. Gets it. Goes around it. Now spins in the lane. Tries to get the shot up. Deflected. Loose ball. Comes up to Harrell. She makes a tough shot down low. She had Estelle open on the wing. Now it goes back to Clay, who puts the jumper up. That went off her hand awkward. Rebounded by the Vikings, but knocked out of bounds. And Mason will get the ball back. Dodged the bullet there. Three good looks for Jackson, just didn't get anything to fall. Now Jackson has a chance to set up full court pressure. When they were able to trap in the first half, they got a couple steals out of it. Led to some fast break points. Mason must have looked at how to break that press in the locker room, because that was textbook. Now a drive from later, and it's a miss. Rebounded by Jackson. Fortunate as she got in deep, just came off the rim wrong. Harrell over to Estelle, fires up a three. That one's going to go just short and rebounded by Shattuck. In traffic, she's dribbling around, and they're going to stay pressure on her. She gets it away to later. Now skips it left side for Ruster. Gets all the way into the lane. Layup drill there. Nobody stopped the ball, and Ruster able to take it in for a deuce and make it 26-13 Mason. Harrell coming over the timeline right now at the center. That Wolves logo for Okemos High School where we are. Mason and Jackson the matchup. And kind of a screen and roll given away by Haynes. Now left side Clay looking to try to feed Haynes in the post. Thinks better of it. Now picks up her dribble. Coming out to get it as Estelle in the corner. She looks down to the post. Nothing there. She drives. And now we get a reach. It's probably going to go against Shattuck. Oh, I think they got Petit on that. So that will go against Petit. That's her third. 5:47 to go and a 26-13 lead for Mason, but a couple of players in foul trouble for the Bulldogs. Estelle's going to pass it in deep to Harrell, as she's done pretty much every time. Harrell's pass deflected. Ruster gets it to Shattuck. Didn't catch it very well at first, but does get the left-hand shot to go off the window and score it. 28-13 now. Shattuck with that shot. There's an off the dribble. Triple try for Harrell. Missed. Chance at the rebound and grab by Moeed. Her shot goes up, no good. Rebound loose, and Moeed rips it away. Well, she's earning some minutes here in the second half. Estelle pump fakes a three, drives from the corner, gets past the defense, but loses the basketball. Wanted a foul, doesn't get it. Recovers and gets it away for a good look from Clay and just a miss. Now another offensive rebound for the Vikings. Clay from the wing. Or pivots away from the defender, pull up off the dribble, jumper goes. 2-pointer for Maya Clay. And 28-15, first bucket of the half for the Vikings. Made a foul in transition. Mason Ball and a substitution is going to get Petit to the bench and Testament into the game now for the Bulldogs. 28-15, 4:51 to play, third quarter. Ruster over the timeline. Left side, Shattuck. Back to Ruster. Swing it right wing and near seal there by Harrell. Testavin gets down to Shaver. They double, and now they throw it out to the top, and Harrell right there to catch it. And on the run out, good hustle by Later to knock that away from Harrell. Saved a layup. Vikings will keep it and inbound from the baseline here. Yeah, Harrell went on the steal attempt and her foul through, carried her into the backcourt, and then that errant pass from Shaver went right to her. So she had a step on everyone, but Later put the sprinter shoes on and able to catch up. Estelle's going to get a breather. Subbing into the game now for the Vikings, Miley Dutton. She passes into the backcourt for Moeed. Left side Harrell for a moment, doesn't take the three, drives instead. It's down low and get bumped, and we'll get a foul against Shaver, it looks like. And that'll send Harrell to the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. She made four free throws in the first half, part of her 11 points. And the first one rattles out. Get Graham back into the game. She started the game for Jackson, didn't start the second half, but she's out on the floor now. That'll give Moya a breather. 4:25 to play third quarter. Second free throw attempt for Harrell. And she got it. 28-16. Jackson trails by 12. Mason quickly up the floor trying to get through any press. Ruster to Shattuck. Pull up from the baseline. Missed that short jumper. Rebounded by the Vikings. Count that as a stop for Jackson. They need buckets and stops. Harrell, crossover. Gets out to Clay and buries a triple. Maya Clay. Jackson cuts the lead to single digits again. 28-19. A little run for the Vikings. 3:58 to play third quarter. Ruster left side, Shattuck. Back to the top. Ruster works to the high post. Shaver was open for a moment and took off. Saw some daylight and took an extra step on the run. Too excited. She saw daylight. She did hit the shot, but that'll wave it off the travel. Shaver's going to get a breather, and that'll get Went back onto the floor. We saw her in the first half. She's got to be 5'8", 5'9", tallest player on the floor, maybe tallest player in the game. A little height advantage for Mason. Jackson Ball, Clay on the wing. Goes into the corner. And a pass into the paint, stolen away by Later. She's been running the floor all night. Maybe a step-up chance to take a charge by Clay. She pulled the chair out. No contact, though. Jackson does manage to get the ball back and not give up a bucket. Graham fires for a three. She was open. Missed it. Rebound. Harrell squeezes. Move to the basket. Under the D. Missed. Gets her own rebound again. This time the shot goes up. She's going to draw some contact. Then get Shattuck with the foul call. And that'll be free throws for Harrell. Oh, they got it on. Not on Shaver. Or excuse me, Shattuck. I'll give that to Audrey Tostevin. Free throws, though, for Harrell from the Vikings. Yeah, Clay stepping up to try to take a charge. Didn't take the charge, but it did distract the player enough to miss that shot. 28-19, make it 28-20. And with the make for Harrell. Treadway is going to get back into the game for the Vikings, and that'll give a breather for Kalila Haynes. 3 minutes to play, 3:08 to play here in the third quarter, 28-20. Jackson trails, Harrell at the free throw line for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. And hits. Just getting some damage done from the free throw line, and now Jackson gets to set up their full court pressure. Inbound goes to Later, and then back to Ruster, and she runs the break. Passing down to an open Went, but she couldn't catch the pass, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Viking ball. So again, they speed them up on that pressure. Doesn't necessarily create the turnover through a steal. Sped up, make a bad pass. And Jackson trailing by 7, and now passing back to Harrell. She's able to save that before it goes in the backcourt. Left side, Clay drops it down to Treadway on the block. She'll pass back out to Harrell at the top. Takes the three. No, off the heel, long rebound. Grabbed by Shattuck. She's pressured by Clay. They come to double. She gets it away to Ruster. Ruster looking at the floor. Harrell saw it coming. Intercepted. Fast break. Harrell goes with the left hand. Leaves it short. Rebounded Ruster. Now Harrell into the floor. Numbers for Mason. A two-on-two break. Tustavin takes it and has it blocked. And we get a late foul call. Let's see who they got on that one. It's going to go against Jackson, Miley Dutton. And that'll be free throws now for Later. No, I'm sorry, Tustavin. She had three in the first half, all free throws. First one goes. 28-21 with 2:22 to play third quarter. Make it 29 with the make. 8-point game. Jackson had a little run going, had a chance at a layup. Harrell, pretty good defensive back there with the interception. As another free throw hit by Mason, stretches the lead back to 9. Jackson ball without Harrell on the floor, their leading scorer. She went down hard after that missed layup and needed a breather. Graham's got it now to Clay from the wing, dribbles across the top. Now goes left side, picks up the dribble, stuck. Graham comes to take the handoff. No, now she gets it. Graham dribbles, gets in the lane, blocked away. Later, now Later on the breakaway, 2-on-1. Gives it to Shattuck and wanted it back. Shattuck does give it back. Looked like it was going to be a turnover, but Ruster comes through. Jump shot missed. Rebounded Clay. And we get a jump ball call. And possession arrow is going to stay with Mason. Good job, Zoe. 30-21. Jackson trails by 9. 1:44 to play here in our third quarter at Oklahoma High School. And inbound goes deep to Went. Right side Ruster. She'll take a triple there. No. Front rim, rebound Treadway, then bounced off of Mason hand, and then off of Clay's foot. And out of bounds, Mason ball. Inbound deep to Went. She'll take a triple. That one goes off front rim, rebound batted a couple times. Nobody could squeeze it. Treadway comes away with it finally for the Vikings. Clay up the floor to Graham. 1:23 to play, 21-30. Jets trail by 9. Or Jets, excuse me, Vikings. And a shot goes up there by Graham, and we'll get a foul call. Shattuck called for the foul on that one. Said it's her first. That seems odd, but that'll send Graham to the free throw line for the Jets. Vikings, 1:19 to play, 30-21. Front rim. And a miss. Say the Jets aren't in that. I think the Lady Jets are actually in action tomorrow with a home game. Graham gets the second free throw to go. And first points for Janiyah Graham. 8-point deficit for Jackson, and the pressure in the backcourt trying to create a turnover, and now a foul on the sideline. Looks like Clay just kind of lost her balance and went down hard. Second foul on Clay. Mason still has to keep it in the backcourt here, so Jackson's been able to set up their full court pressure. It's into the backcourt for Roster. Beats Treadway over the timeline, now gives up to Later. Later, right wing. Tosman back out to Later. Now high post for Wendt. Turns, looks like she was going to swing it. Goes back to Later, who does swing it to the left side for Ruster. Trying to feed the block for Shattuck. Jump hook. Too strong, but knocked down, and the whistle. And they're going to get that one against Dutton. And it's been 1 hour heating and air conditioning. Free throw line for Shattuck. 30-22. We have under a minute to play in the third quarter. Vikings trail. Shattuck hits the free throw. Shattuck toes the line again. And that one rattles out. Went there with a rebound knocked away from her. Treadway squeezes it. She's had it knocked away, but gets it away to Clay. And the Vikings will run it up. Clay brings it over the timeline. Crosses back. Goes to right. Tries to get the shot up. Was tied up, and we get a foul call. And I think that'll send Clay to the free throw line. Look at that on Shattuck. That should be her second. 38.5 seconds remain. 31-22. Vikings trail. Maya Clay at the line. And that one goes off side rim. She's got 5 points here in the second half. 7 total for the game. And missed that free throw for the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. 38.5. 31-22. The second one inside rim, but gets the shooter's roll. Jackson sets up the full court pressure. Mason breaks it pretty well. Shattuck gets it to Wendt. Now passes down to Tostevin. Good effort there by the Bulldogs to get past the pressure. Get a layup out of it. Going the other way. Graham back. 33-23. 10-point game again. Clay from the wing. Skip passes. Dutton. Pass fired a little too much. Dutton can't squeeze it. Goes out of bounds on the sideline. And Mason will get it back. 13 and a half seconds to play here in the third. Toss it in the midcourt. Tries to give it up to Wendt. Treadway chases it down. No, they get it away to Ruster. Later, pump fakes from three at the top. Drives into the elbow. Gives it up to Shattuck. Now goes to the high post for Wendt. In traffic, she gets the shot up. Had to force it up, though, a little awkwardly. And it's a miss. So after three, 33-23, we got a 10-point game. Jackson trails. We're back in 60 seconds with the fourth quarter on WKHM.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
All right, we got 8 minutes to play here. Jackson's got to make a run. They've shown they're capable a couple of times. Down by 10. Jackson starts with the ball. Harrell got a little bit of a break there in the third. Saving her up for this final stretch run. Hit three fouls in the first half. Managed to get through the third quarter without creating a foul. And now Shaver playing a little too close. And we'll get an offensive foul, actually, for Harrell. And so, as I mentioned, she only had three. She picks up her fourth. to go out there and play tough for 7 minutes, 45 seconds without committing another violation. She's pressuring Shaver, dribbles around. Got it swiped away by Clay just at the last moment. Couldn't score it. Jackson gets the loose ball. Got the stop. Now they need a bucket. Graham dribbling around the perimeter. Gets into the free throw line area. Pumps up a shot. Goes off the window and scored it. I don't know if she called the bank, but it counts anyway. Graham with a jumper, and it's an 8-point game. 25-33. Vikings trail. I keep doing that. Shaver goes to the basket. Gets a double team. Gets a shot up. Miss. Good rebound in traffic by Clay. Gets it away to Harrell. Vikings get a stop. Now can they get another bucket? Harrell in transition. Spins. Gets the shot up left-handed. Missed. Rebounded Ruster, and she goes the other way quickly. Putting on the tempo. Gives it up to Shaver. Good pass on the break. And gets a bucket for Michaela Shaver and gets the lead back out to 10. Under 7 to play. Graham drives. Let's do a double-team hesitation move. Shot goes up, left short, goes out of bounds off of Mason, and Jackson will keep. .644 remains here, 10 points separating these two teams. Estelle inbound for the Vikings from the baseline, goes in deep to Clay this time. Looking for somebody to pass to, now dribbles over to the top of the key. Feeds in the corner, Estelle. Kind of open there. Won't take the shot, though. Goes it back out to Clay. 6.5. Clay crosses. Picks up the dribble. It's going to feed down low. All over to Estelle. And now we get a timeout for Coach Anderson and the Vikings. And waiting for the signal here. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 seconds. 6:24 to play. 35-25. Jackson trails on WKHM.
Hi friends, I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
6 minutes, 24 seconds to play here, 35-25. Vikings trail inbound to Graham. We'll see what they do out of the timeout here. The offense had kind of stalled in that last possession. And a turnover. It was a good move. It was going to get an open shot, but good defense by Mason and on the runout. Ruster tries to feed Shattuck, and it's knocked away. And it should stay Mason ball here. Shattuck's going to go get a breather. Nobody from Mason wants to pass it in. Shaver will run over there now. 35-25. We have 6-11 to play. Opening game of our girls' district coverage. Show and go there by Went into the high post. Graham tried to get the steal. We'll get a tie-up call. A jump ball arrow once again stays with Mason. I think we had three jump balls, and they've all gone to Mason. Shaver to inbound.
All right, let's go, Blue. Let's go.
Floats it in deep to Went. So fake pass moves over left wing. Now the top coming around Ruster at the top. Drives in, passes out to the wing. Testing and getting her shot up, but Hannon in that one was Estelle, and it's knocked away, and Jackson comes up with the turnover. Estelle open now for three. Fires that one quick. Short. Long rebound. Estelle chases it. Now she drives. Runner in the lane. No good. Rebounded Went. It's loose. We can get some contact. And we can get that one on Estelle. Aggressive rebounding there. Stuck in that 35-25 number, 5:41 to play. Jackson pressure broken by later. Now numbers for Mason Went. Spots up for a jumper. Two-pointer off the high backboard. Missed. Rebounded to Harrell. She's looking to take it up quick. Tries to get around the D. Left-hand finish, no good. Long rebound. Chased down and diving to the floor. Went comes up with it. Harrell paid the price going into the bench. And Shaver on the breakaway able to gather herself and get the shot off the window. So really just an impressive dive by both players. Mason gets the better of it. He gets up the floor in a layup. 37-25. There's a move by Harrell, and the runner goes. 37-27, keeping it within 10, but with under 5 to play. Jackson needs a run. Shaver open, takes a jumper. That one affected by Graham. Rebound chased down by Later. Open look, Testavin thinks about the three, won't shoot it. Instead goes off the dribble, but loses it. Going to the floor for that one is Clay. And she's finally able to get it out to Harrell. Jackson coming the other way. Over the timeline, Harrell into the lane, gets past Ruster, throws the shot up as she goes down to the floor. Will miss it, but free throw is coming for Harrell. At the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. That's just the first foul call on Ruster. She's been in there most of the game. Managed to play foul free till the final 4:29. Harrell at the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line, and that one halfway down and comes out. She has 7 points from the line already tonight. A couple substitutions, Went and Testament to go to the bench, and that'll get Petit and Shattuck back on the floor for the Bulldogs for our final stretch here. And Harrell gets that second free throw to fall. Petit and Mason breaking the press, but stolen. Harrell again showing them defensive back skills. Gets the interception. Takes it up the floor. Pressured all the way up. No calls. Gives it up to Clay in the corner. Dribbles into the elbow. Picks it up, though. Looking for somebody to hand off to, and it's Harrell. Gets a step baseline. Gets into the lane. Up the window. Harrell with a nice play there. And 37-30. On the pressure. Shattuck gets the breakout. Missed the layup. Shaver rebounds. Jackson reinforcements come later into the corner. Shattuck open for three and bombs it. Missed the layup and knocks down the three. And it pushes the lead back to 10. Every time it feels like Jackson's going to make a run, there's an answer. Harrell deep with it now for the Vikings. Into the elbow, skip pass across. Clay pump fakes a three, now takes it off the dribble. And that one's going to miss, but rebounded by Treadway. Her shot is no good. Later finally clears it out of there. And look at the feed. Petit. Ruster able to chase it down. Run it down. Drops it off for Shattuck. And a layup on that one. Good share by Ruster to get Shattuck the look. Mason now leads by 12. 42-30. Down to the 3 minute mark. And Graham at the top for the Vikings. Tries to scoop a pass over into the corner for Clay, and it's going to go out of bounds. It's an errant pass and a turnover for Jackson. Substitution, Clay's going to get, Clay will stay, and Harrell will get the break. And that'll bring Jeliah Bradley onto the floor for Jackson. Ruster with Petit in the backcourt against Jackson Trapp. They get over the timeline to Later, and she has it swiped a couple times, knocked away. Clay picks up the loose ball. 3-on-1 break for Jackson. Clay goes around, too strong with the left hand. Treadway comes through with another carom. Treadway's got about 7 or 8 boards, it feels like, today. 2:42 to play, and it's 42-30. Mason, they do get the ball back. Knock it away from Treadway. Ruster gets around the D, gets down the lane. Her left hand layup, no good. Rebounded by Moheed. Into the game again for Jackson. She'll dribble over the timeline. Gives up to Graham there near this jump circle. Graham slows it down. Takes a deep triple. And hits. .213 remains. 42-33. Jackson cuts it to 9. And now a steal. And going back the other way. Moed gives it to Clay. Goes to Treadway. Bounce pass. Spin move. Backing it out. Caught, handed off Bradley to Graham. Graham drives, pull-up jumper, and hits. Janaya Graham making a little individual run. 7-point game, under 2 to play. They get it down to Shattuck, out to Petit, open for 3 on the wing, and she hits. Just had these moments. First bucket for Ruby Petit. And that takes the lead back out to 10, and we're down to 95 seconds. Graham trying to pass it. Almost knocked Wayne out of bounds. Clay ends up with it over on the wing. And now passing to the high post. Goes the other way for Mason. Petit throws up a layup. Too strong. Rebounded Bruster. Shot goes up for later. Missed. Rebounded this time Moed. Gets it to Clay. Fires down the floor for Graham in a collision. And a steal attempt by Shaver and knocked both players down. And that'll be a foul against Shaver. And it's her third. We've cleared the bench here for the Vikings with 67 seconds to play, 45-35 deficit. And an array of players come onto the floor for the Vikings. I'll get you. Get those names here. Sna Stewart. Irene Love Weller. Lydia Oliver. Inbound goes to McMiller Kelly. She's played some minutes already tonight. And now our final player, Harmony Drayton, makes the catch down on the block. And you get a tie-up jump ball, this time going to the Vikings. She was tied up down there by Mason's Elena Smith into the game. Both teams kind of going to the bench mop. Jackson inbound for the baseline. McKelly catches there, missed shot. Had a good look at it. McMiller Kelly, excuse me. Now another jumper goes up. That missed everything. Goes out of bounds. 45-35, 48 seconds left here. Good inbound, and Mason trying to get over the timeline, working against a little backcourt pressure. Morgan Clark makes a move, drops it down to the block, getting in deep. And that shot goes up. Kremko back the other way for the Vikings. Running the break, 30 seconds. Down the lane, floater, short. Missed it there, Love Weller. Rebound goes way out deep. McMiller Kelly fires a three and hits. Freshman for the Vikings with 18 seconds left. 38-45. Clark goes around the defender. Down to 10 seconds and steal attempt. McMiller Kelly will stop the clock at 9.3 seconds. We got our final 9.3 inbound right in front of us here at our sideline table. Addie Warren for Mason. Clark in the backcourt. Dealing with some pressure, kind of dribbling the clock out. 4.5 seconds, gets a screen, and that ought to do it here. A final, 45-38. And the Bulldogs will get the win. They move on to face Holt in a game here at Okemos on Wednesday. Meanwhile, let's take a three-minute break here. And we'll be back with our numbers and wrap things up from Okemos. 45-38, our final. Jackson Falls and sees their season come to an end at WKHM.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof? Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh'sAffordableDumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle here at Okemos High School. It's a final, 45-38. Mason coming away with the win. Jackson made a little run there in the fourth, cut that lead down. It felt like they might have a chance, but Mason, as they did the entire game, able to just get buckets when they needed them to keep that lead at about 10. It's not quite, doesn't quite end up at 10, but yeah, Mason doing just enough to keep Jackson at bay in the game tonight. We do have a couple other scores for you, and we had a final 62-16, excuse me, Hanover Horton beats East Jackson, 62-16. Hanover Horton will move on. They've got a matchup with Grass Lake on Wednesday. And in game one over there at Napoleon, 26-18, the final, Springport with a win over Napoleon. Springport will take on Lumen Christie, and those will be your games on 95.9 the Power Cow Wednesday. Springport and Lumen Christie, Grass Lake and Hanover Horton. Should be a couple good ones for the Wednesday radio listeners. Here in WKHM, again, our final here, 45-38. Mason gets the victory, and in victory, Mason with six different players contributing points. Ruby Petit made a triple there late in the game. That was a big bucket for them. We had 6 points from Josie Lader, 7 points for Audrey Tostevin, and then 8 points for Liza Ruster. Lydia Shattuck chipping in with 10, and the leading scorer for the Bulldogs, 11 points for Michaela Shaver. Meanwhile, for the Vikings in defeat, just 4 players contributing points. McMiller Kelly able to make a bucket late in the game, a triple to get on the scoreboard. We had 8 points for Janiyah Graham, all coming there in the fourth quarter, actually. She started hitting some shots, and that's where you felt like Jackson maybe make a little run. But Mason able to score a couple points and keep things going. 8 points throughout the game. Maya Clay had a gutty effort out there. They all went down and played hard and getting to the floor, and a lot of collisions out there in the game, but Maya Clay with a nice job, nice effort with 8 points. And then our player of the game and leading all scorers with 19 was Kylie Harrell. A couple steals and turnovers created, and tough effort there. Ended up with 4 fouls and able to stay in the whole way, just again, coming up just a little short. So Jackson will see their season come to an end. Mason moves on to play Holt here on Wednesday at 5:30. Northwest playing in the second game of that one at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. I, however, will not be here, and neither will the professor. We'll actually find our way out to Battle Creek Harper Creek High School on Wednesday for the Western Panthers. They're waiting on a conclusion in the game between the Harper Creek and Penfield, and they'll play. But actually, it's Michigan Center Marshall first, so we'll get things started about 5:15 here on WKHM. Doubleheader basketball, girls high school basketball. That's Wednesday. Meanwhile, tomorrow, making our way out to Fowlerville High School, as Michigan Center will take on Lansing Sexton in regional action. Michigan Center getting a win over Adrian, overtime victory over Madison. So a tough district for the Cardinals will turn into a tough regional with Sexton waiting for them there. 6:45, our pregame coverage schedule for tomorrow night here in WKHM. So for Mark Kosbeck in the studio, we're going to wrap things up from Okemos, 45-38. Mason wins it here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Al Rowe Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon.